And turning to world news this Friday afternoon, Georgia says gas from Iran and Azerbaijan could fully replace Russian fuel after Gazprom threatened to double prices amid a political row between itself and Russia. The situation with Georgia was also on the agenda as the Russian foreign minister met with his European counterparts ahead of a planned Russia-EU summit. Lydia O'Kane reports.
The meeting between Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and his German and Finnish counterparts, as well as EU Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana, was scheduled to prepare for a November 24th meeting between Russian President Vladimir Putin and EU leaders in Helsinki, Finland. The last EU-Russia summit ended with Putin and EU leaders divided over Georgia, energy supplies to the West and human rights. Russia's gas monopoly Gazprom threatened on Thursday to more than double gas prices for Georgia from 2007. Dr. Derek Hutchinson is head of European Studies at the School of Politics at University College Dublin. He says the proposed price hike is a negotiating tactic.
The price of gas hasn't definitively been fixed. This is a proposal by Gazprom to increase the price to $230, which is the price that's paid more or less on the European market. I think it's obviously significant were it to happen, but I think it's part of a negotiation process which is linked in with other both economic and political factors.
The announcement came as the Georgian foreign minister said a meeting with his Russian counterpart had failed to produce a breakthrough in a crisis that has dragged relations to the worst level in years. Georgia is trying to strengthen its ties to the West by joining NATO, a goal which is hurt by the tensions arising from the de facto independence of two of its regions, Abkhazia and South Ossetia. Russia has supported both regions and offered many of the residents there Russian passports.
There's a whole question here of strategic interest, much wider than simply the question between North Ossetia and Abkhazia and Russia and Georgia itself.
As Europe discovered last year when Russia locked heads with Ukraine, the effects of infighting among the ex-Soviet states can reverberate far beyond the borders of what once was the Soviet Union. I'm Lydia O'Kane.